Hello, hello, everyone. Me and Esther are live. She just jumped up here while we were going live. Welcome, welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. Hold on 1 second here. Let me just lower that a little bit. Hello to, hi, Esther. Saying hi to everyone who's coming in. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you with us. Today is October 23rd, 2025, and we are raring to go tonight, let me tell you. So let's see who's coming in. And we will we'll call them out. Let's see. Colorado, I see Colorado. Welcome, welcome. Washington State, welcome to you. Ohio, welcome to our friends in Ohio. Vancouver, Canada, welcome to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Florida, I see as well. Hello, hello. Georgia as well, I see. New Zealand, hello to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Our friends across the world in New Zealand are here. Oklahoma, Michigan, Texas. God bless Texas. Northwest Pennsylvania as well in Illinois. Hello to our friends there. Hello to our neighbors in the Adirondack Mountains in New York. They are near Lake George, New York, actually. The Adirondack Mountains. Let's see. Oregon. Hello. Long Island. We love our Long Island neighbors. We absolutely love them. They carry their vowels as long as God will allow them to. And so we just absolutely love them for that. Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. California, Phoenix, Arizona as well. South Jersey. John 1010. I see that. We're going to be mentioning that tonight. Midland, Michigan, Nebraska. Texas again. Malaysia, hello to our friends coming in from Malaysia. We're so happy to have you with us. Let's see who else. We'll do a couple more. Carson City, Nevada, Kansas. Welcome, welcome to you as well. Oh, I see lots of Texases coming in. Virginia and Utah. And hello, oh, Scotland. Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, hello to our wonderful friends in Scotland coming in. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So as people are coming in, we are going to open up in prayer. And then we are going to, we have quite a bit to talk about tonight because there is, I feel like we're moving at full speed ahead. There is a lot that is transpiring at a very rapid pace, events one after the other that may not seem connected, but they are connected because we have to understand we're dealing with the realm of the spirit as well. We're dealing with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world in spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, we have to put on the full armor of God so we can stand, according to Ephesians chapter 6. So let's open up in prayer. We're going to talk about, there was a crash at the White House. There's other things going on in other cities that are connected to this. We're going to talk about the No Kings protest a little bit as well. We're bringing scripture into this, of course. So let's open up in prayer. And we'll give this over to the Lord. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father God. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this day as we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, saying, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days after he descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, paid the price in full, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, and miraculously ascended back to be with the Father, victoriously ruling and reigning forevermore at his right hand. We praise you, Father God. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that immense sacrifice before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Lord, let your power, your authority, your might, the weight of your glory, your truth mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Let your power mightily go forth, Father God. Lord, let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Lord, and minister to those who are watching, Father God. Let the atmosphere just be saturated, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, with your power, Father God, and your glory, Lord. Father, go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, order our steps tonight. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions to fill this place, to surround the skies, the land above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we take authority over through the blood of Jesus Christ and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, witchcraft, hex, vex, spell, incantation, sorcery, and any other form of curse or weaponized demonic activity. We command in the name of Jesus Christ to be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, dismantled, canceled, and rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and we're certainly just the clay. We are receptacles for your glory, Father God. Every breath we have, every breath we take, Father God, is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. Father God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is your footstool. Your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the land ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. You are holy, you are righteous, Father God. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, and we praise you. We bless your holy name tonight, Father God. Take all the glory, Father God, for yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. 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 I'm hearing the name Dottie, which is not a common name. As I was finishing prayer tonight, I'm hearing the name Dottie. So Dottie, if you are watching right now, the Lord wants you to come under his wings. He wants you to surrender that situation over to him that you have been wrestling with, and you have been wrestling with this with him for a while. If you surrender this situation over to him tonight, Dottie, you are going to see an incredible breakthrough, and we are going to see a testimony from it. So all glory be to God. And welcome to those of you jumping in during prayer. If you could share this broadcast right now and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does greatly help us when you subscribe to our platforms and when you share the broadcast. So let's get into it right away. We got a prophetically packed broadcast tonight. There are things that are like a web that are connected, that are happening, that are all meant to be happening at once in different parts of the nation to move about in a synergistic way in order to accomplish certain exploits in certain territories in this nation. So let's put up the news article, the first news article here. Car crash into White House security barrier leads to arrest, Secret Service says. A suspect drove a car into a Secret Service vehicle gate outside the White House Tuesday night, officials say. What we know, according to the Secret Service, the incident happened at 10:37 p.m. on Tuesday, October 21st. They say an individual drove his vehicle into the Secret Service vehicle gate located at the 17th and E Street Northwest. The individual was immediately arrested by U.S. Secret Service uniformed division officers, and the vehicle was assessed by both Secret Service and the Metropolitan Police Department and deemed safe. And they released the following statement. They said on Tuesday, October 21st at approximately 10:37 p.m., an individual drove his vehicle into the Secret Service vehicle gate located at 17th and East Street Northwest, D.C., and the individual was immediately arrested. Now, And there is an investigation pending with this. Now, I want you to notice something here, because we're told it was also a 2010 Acura TSX with Maryland tags that crashed into the security barrier. Now, I want you to see the pattern here. October is the 10th month. It happened at 10:37 p.m. in the 10th hour. It was a 2010 Acura that crashed into the security barrier. There's a pattern of 10 here, which continues with the agenda of what the enemy is attempting to accomplish. John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. That is exactly what happened here. So this is the reason why you're seeing tens when these things happen many times, is because the enemy has the first part of the agenda of John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Our way to combat that is that he says, but I have come to give you life and life more abundant, meaning Jesus Christ. So we have a clip for you having to do with this from the night of prayer. If you remember, I brought up 1 Samuel 17 again. I brought it up on the night of prayer, July 7th, as well, 6 days before we saw what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to play that clip for you now. And this is from the night of prayer that we just had on October 17th, 2025. And then we're going to talk. 1 Samuel 17:45-47. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." David was facing the giants that Joshua and Caleb faced as well. And what was he saying? That you might come at me with physical weapons to kill me, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel. And this day, the Lord will hand you over to me. This day, the plots of the enemy are going to be handed over for destruction, and I will strike you down, it says in scripture, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 47, we're in the 47th presidency, that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. That is the same thing that Joshua and Caleb spoke. The battle is the Lord's. The ratification of that battle already being won in the spirit is why those giants and Amalek and the Amorites and the Hittites are going to be handed over to us. And that was from the night of prayer, October 17th, 2025. Now, I spoke that again under the leading of the Lord, because within those scripture verses, he's saying, you come at me, meaning David was telling to Goliath, you're coming at me with physical weapons to try and kill me, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I'm coming to you in a far greater authority, in a far greater name, under a far greater protection than you have. So basically, that day, he was saying Goliath may have physical weapons, but David had spiritual weapons. He had a ratified covenant, and he had an almighty God that was fighting on his behalf. Now, that was put out again the night of prayer. Since that was put out, we have seen a hunting stand found in a tree near the Palm Beach Airport with a sight line to Air Force One when it lands. A hunting stand. And now a car has crashed in to the barrier, intentionally, by the way, at the White House. So we're watching this pattern in a window that we are in right now. We're watching this window through the end of October, and we're watching these things happen in rapid fire, also because things are picking up in the realm of the spirit because of what goes on at the end of October. So now we're going to put up, because this also happened, this is connected, what I'm about to show you. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, issues warning after No Kings protester calls for killing ICE agents. The Department of Homeland Security released a video showing an unidentified man calling for the assassination of immigration and customs enforcement officers, framed as a warning to those who threaten federal agents. In a video posted Monday, a man at No Kings rally in Chicago yells into a microphone, "You gotta grab a, you know, a weapon," we'll say. "We got to turn around the weapons on this fascist system." It's really, you know, it's saying something else here. But the ICE agents got to get shot and wiped out. This is what this man was saying. The same machinery that's on full display right there has to get wiped out. DHS then included a clip of this man from the front of a whiteboard giving a tongue-in-cheek analysis of what happens when people do certain things. And so basically the clip then ended with a montage. So this is Tuesday, October 21st. This happened. So we have what happens. Let me see. Tuesday, October 21st, the car crashes into the barrier. This protest happened, I believe the No Kings protest was on the 19th, because 9/11 was in the date. You have the one from the 10, and then you have the 19 for October 19th. So 9/11 was actually in the date of the No Kings protest. And so October 21st, the same day this car crashes into this barrier at the White House, the Department of Homeland Security issues this warning. The same day this happens. Now, they're issuing clips to try to assassinate ICE agents is what's going on here. And DHS came out with this the same day as this Acura, 2010 Acura, crashes into the barrier at the White House. Now, we have a clip for you from the night of prayer that we're going to play for you right now, talking about these attempts. We should not be being superficial with our prayers. We should be being intentional, disciplined, and diligent, because this is war in this nation. And we have the chance tonight to tear down what the enemy is attempting to do. We have the chance tonight to stop assassination attempts that the enemy has already deployed and set in motion. This is the critical hour we are in. We are in an hour much like the night of prayer when it was July 7th. And we all came together, and the enemy wants to take prey. We are in a time where we can stop that. We are in a critical hour where if we recognize the times and seasons, if we are like the sons of Issachar, if we recognize the timeline, we can most definitely disrupt the timeline of the kingdom of darkness, disrupt the plans of the enemy. We can understand and perceive what the enemy has deployed, the weapons he has deployed, and the targets he is attempting to hit. And we as the church, because we have the authority through Christ Jesus, we have been given the power to trample upon him, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have been given that, and we should be using it in this hour. The enemy wants us to cower with what happened in September. The enemy wants us to fall back. The enemy wants us to, in fear, retreat. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we have to remember that this is the time and this is the season, because the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we need to have that as we go forth in this time, because the enemy, because it didn't work, because it backfired on him with what he did to Charlie Kirk, and people ran to the churches, and there was a backdraft on the part of the kingdom of darkness, the enemy's going to try to come back with a vengeance. However, we can go on the offensive tonight, and we can actually tear that plan down in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is exactly what's happening. First of all, that night of prayer, when we come together and intercede, it is to disrupt assassination attempts. It is to tear down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. It is to disrupt timelines of the enemy. It is to come together in one accord, touch and agree, because one could put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. How much more can hundreds of thousands coming together do and accomplish? And so this, the night of prayer was the 17th. the hunting stand, the breaking news came out about it on the 19th. On the 21st, on the 19th as well was the No Kings protest, where they called for these attempts on ICE agents. On the 21st is when the DHS issues the warning. So this is all within 4 or 5 days of the night of prayer that this all happens. Now, I will read this too. This word from the Lord from October 7th, 2025, which happened to be also the 2-year marker or anniversary of what happened in Israel. So October 7th, 2025, word of the Lord. For says the Lord, I am allowing a great pressure to build, says the Lord. It is being allowed to build in areas of your nation. It is being allowed to be applied, says the Lord, to Washington, D.C., to the White House, says the Lord, to Chicago, says the Lord, to New York, says the Lord, to Portland, says the Lord, to Los Angeles, says the Lord, to Denver, says the Lord, areas where the rulers and dark councils are on the move, says the Lord, to attempt to rise up to force a clash with the president in order to power the very altar that have given them their power, says the Lord. Amidst such shutdowns, there are uprisings, rebellions, a perceived weakness of such. A shutdown has stirred those spirits, influencing such leaders of these areas to uprise now. The mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois have met with dark councils, have met with brotherhoods, have made blood deals with gangs in those areas to maintain control. Blood deals with gangs. This shall be exposed, says the Lord, for the greatest scandal to ever come forth out of Chicago shall come forth in this time. For as the media, as the nation yells, shut down, I, the Lord thy God, am opening things wide up. That's capital, says the Lord. I am gutting such down to the hollow, says the Lord. Shutdowns will not cover up what you have done, says the Lord. For, says the Lord, at the FBI and the CIA, the cover shall be ripped off of such an intricate plot that was made to look clean on the surface, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am cautioning the heads and co-heads of such agencies. Do not allow the cover-ups to go back underground. Do not make deals to keep such in the dark, but expose them and tear out the root of 9/11 that has wrapped deep around these agencies and continue to produce offshoots of such, says the Lord. Now, in this word, the Lord specifically talks about the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois have met with dark councils, brotherhoods, have made blood deals with gangs in those areas to maintain control. Blood deals with gangs. This shall be exposed. The call for the assassination attempts on ICE agents came out of Chicago. So we're beginning to watch this come out in the open, which means now the greatest scandal to ever come forth out of Chicago, we are now going to watch come forth in this time. And this is just the beginnings of that scandal emerging. Watch what happens now, because the word of the Lord said it, one of the greatest scandals to ever come forth out of Chicago is now going to come forth in this time. Now, on top of this, I want to take you to scripture when it comes to the No Kings protest, because there's a spiritual component to this I want to point out. Because the No Kings protest has to do with not only rejecting God as king as well, but it has to do with wanting Sauls. It has to do with wanting Sauls. Obama was a Saul, right? And the Lord says to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Give them what they're asking for, because Saul means asked for. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, I'm going to read it here. And it came about when Samuel was old that he appointed his sons as judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abijah. They were judging in Beersheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. So what was going on in the land at the time? That Israel wanted to say, we don't want God as our king. We don't want no kings in that sense. There was dishonest gain, bribery, and justice was being perverted. Just like we're watching now. Verse 4, then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. and said to him, look, you have grown old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint us a king to judge us and rule over us like all other nations. But their demand displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge and rule over us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. Like all the deeds which they have done since the day that I brought them up from Egypt, even to this day, in that they have abandoned, rejected me, and served other gods. Because no kings is really about serving other gods. So they are doing to you also. Now listen to their voice, only solemnly warn them and tell them the way of the king who will reign over them. This is the scenario we are watching arise in this no king situation, because they're rejecting the Lord for an earthly leader that is going to basically lord over them. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. And this has to do with Saul. This has to do with them wanting a Saul, with them rejecting God's choice, with them rejecting who God wants to rule, and them completely rejecting that, throwing it off, and asking for a Saul who would come in and completely throw the kingdom sideways and try to assassinate the heir to the kingdom, which was David. And we wonder why, in the middle of no kings, you're hearing assassination attempts called for, because this is connected to the spirit of Saul. When Saul rose up and came to power, he ended up launching a smear campaign against David, pursuing David like a dog all over the kingdom, multiple assassination attempts, two with a spear, one at his home. There were other attempts on David's life as well, because Saul kept calling for the assassination of the righteous in the land. He was calling for the assassination of whom God had chosen, because God had rejected Saul. Saul is the rejected king. Saul is the king that had the kingdom torn away from him. Saul was the product of them rejecting Almighty God, and that God wanted to rule over them and just have judges in the land. But when Samuel's son began to pervert those justices and began to take bribes, the people, when they saw the perversion of justice, when they saw the condition of the judges, when they saw the condition of the rule of the land, is when they made the mistake to reject Almighty God and choose Saul. And that is what we are watching happen here spiritually and prophetically unfold. No Kings is more about a rejection of God and his ways than it is about Donald Trump. This is what this is. And you're watching the spirit of Saul arise in this in many forms, because the spirit of Saul wants to assassinate both kinds, because you have King Saul, who called for the assassination of David and then tried to do it, just like they're calling for the assassination of ICE agents, of leaders in the land, and of other people. And you have Saul, a Pharisee of the tribe of Benjamin, who approved in the book of Acts, chapter 8, of the killing of Stephen, and testified to it, and then went and called for other Christians to be killed and persecuted. So Saul is the one that brings the outcry to want to assassinate the righteous, to want to assassinate whom God has chosen, to want to destroy God's plans, to want to raise up and try to seize the kingdom by a perverted form of justice that does not align with a ratified covenant of Almighty God. That is what you are watching happen right now with this No Kings protest. And I'm going to show you a pattern here that's forming. I'm going to show you a pattern. So I'm going to take you back to August 16th for this pattern. August 16th, 2025, a woman is arrested. If you remember, I put out a high alert broadcast about this. I think it's called Trump and Dark Altars. And the broadcast after that, or close to that, was Acts 9-1-1, before the death of Charlie Kirk. August 16th, 2025, a woman is arrested in Washington, D.C. for announcing she wanted to sacrificially kill President Trump. And she mentioned attacking the trachea as well, because you're dealing with spirits here. You're dealing with demons. You're dealing with altars. You're dealing with principalities and powers and rulers. Now, after that announcement from the Kingdom of Darkness, September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk, a future heir to the presidency, is hunted down. And we are thrust into the timeline of the Book of Acts that the enemy is trying to now fill, that we as the church can intercede and disrupt the timeline, how the enemy wants to use it and go forth. Now, October 18th then, is the no, I'm sorry, was it the 18th, the No Kings Rally? Was the No Kings Rally October 18th or October 19th? Let's look this up. If anyone knows, to put it in the chat too. Was the No Kings Rally October 18th or October 19th? 18th? Was it the 18th? Yes, okay. So it was the 19th. The hunting stand was found, and that had 9/11 in the date. Okay, we got that straight. October 18th then is the No Kings Rally, where in Chicago, they're calling, because that spirit of Saul is stirred up, for the assassination of ICE agents. But this is greater than ICE agents. They want to, in this time, shed innocent blood to power altars so they can go after leaders in the land and future heirs. The ICE agents are the pawns for them. The ICE agents are there to try to attack to power altars, okay? They're after heirs and shepherds and leaders in the land. October 19th then, a suspicious hunting stand is found with a sight line to Air Force One at Palm Beach Airport. October 21st, 2025, a car crashes into the White House security gate. Okay, so these announcements tend to come first. So the announcement from that woman, August 16, 2025 in D.C., for that sacrificial kill, that was the Kingdom of Darkness using a vessel to announce this. The announcement always comes first. Now you watch on October 18th again, you see a similar pattern emerge, where there is an announcement in a city, Chicago, where Obama was raised up out of, where there are dark altars and high altars that need to be powered in order to affect other interests in the land. And it's October 18th at that rally where once again you see an announcement of a sacrificial kill. Almost 2 months to the day from the August 16th announcement, you see this announcement. And then October 19th, they announce that they found the hunting stand, right? And October 21st, the car crashes. In the 10th month, at 10:37 p.m., by a 2010 Acura, that car crashes into the White House security gate. Now, these things are not accidents, how they align. They are meant to align to try to unlock legal doors and attempt to take down prey and attempt to power altars and interests in the land. So the No Kings announcement, where that protest was in Chicago, comes where you have J.D. Pritzker, okay? So you have J.D. Pritzker as part of this in Chicago. You have the announcement for this, you know, these sacrificial attempts amidst a government shutdown, a nationwide. Now, all of these events, keep in mind, are happening during the government shutdown. All of them, okay? In the timeline that I read you, it's a government shutdown. These are the spiritual clues that the Kingdom of Darkness, as we approach the end of October, wants to align those attempts. Just as it happened in that window from August to September, We are watching this now attempt to realign. And this is why you're watching the announcement now come out of Chicago. The announcement in August came out of Washington, D.C. Watch where the announcement is made, because many times it's going to tell you a lot about the attack that they are trying to perpetrate. And this is where we intercede, because that's the ground zero of the announcement. This is why these nights of prayer are so important, and we're going to continue to do them. They are crucial right now. They are a strategy right now. And we should be using the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds, in order to dismantle and take down the plans and works of darkness and iniquity. Now, the kingdom of darkness, they're making some huge announcements right now. And if we as the church take notice, we can intercede and dismantle in the name of Jesus Christ attempts over this next 11-day window as well. Because there's an 11-day window here that then's going to lead to the mayor's race. So it's a little longer than 11 days, okay? Because the mayor's race is in early November in New York City. But there's a little over an 11-day window we have to keep a very close watch on right now. Now, because of what happens at the end of October, how the occult tries to rise up at the end of October, how they try to sacrifice at the end of October. Why do you think they're calling for it now? Why do you think they're calling for it 13 days out on October 18th when the No Kings protest was? This is the reason. This is how the kingdom of darkness operates. And if we recognize it as believers, we can intercede and pray and tear down plans and purposes that the enemy has attempted to deploy in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we have another article for you. Okay. Here it is. Government shutdown continues as Senate fails to advance GOP bill and Democrat gives 22-hour speech. Yes, a Democrat stood there for 22 hours to give a speech, I believe, to try to filibuster or disrupt, actually, a bill from going through that would have actually ended the shutdown. So it says the Senate failed to advance the House passed funding bill that would end the government shutdown for the 12th time on Wednesday. This has failed 12 times. 12 has to do, biblically speaking, with government and rule. Following a marathon speech by Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, which is where Portland is, which is one of the key territories right now for the kingdom of darkness to attempt to utilize in order to try to take prey. Keep that in mind, that they've got their disciple as one of the ones trying to disrupt this. Merkley addressed the chamber for 22 hours and 37 minutes, which is interesting because that car crashed into the White House at 10:37 p.m. And he addressed the chamber for 22 hours and 37 minutes in an address that began Tuesday evening protesting what he characterized as President Trump's authoritarianism. Now, the Senate vote did fail. And at 22 days, the shutdown is now the second longest funding lapse in modern history. Eclipsed, which is an interesting word to use, being that there is the longest solar eclipse that's coming in 2027 to this Earth. It's going to last over 6 minutes. Eclipsed only by the 35-day funding lapse in late 2018 and early 2019. Guess who was president when we had a 35-day funding lapse? Donald Trump. Guess who's president now when they're trying to do it again because they work in patterns and seasons and cycles? President Trump. And so this is how you begin to understand the patterns of the kingdom of darkness and the patterns of those that do the bidding and begin to intercede and pray in such a way. Now, the government shutdown is at 22 days. This Democrat gave a 22-hour speech. Now, there's a word from the Lord that I gave October 15th, 2022, because we have a theme of 22 here. Same month, just 3 years ago, was delivered in October 15th, 2022, 3 years ago. And this is what it says. Watch the Schumer family for major events to occur as they have shook their fists at Almighty God. They have mocked, they have led a rebellion of unholiness. And now I, the Lord thy God, shall bring my decisions down. Repent, says the Lord, repent, for my decision cannot be undone by man, says the Lord. Now, when the Lord is saying repent, he was giving a clue as to the time, because they're calling this the Schumer shutdown. The shutdown began October 1st, 2025, which was Yom Kippur, the day of repentance. Repent, repent, says the Lord. So he was giving, it looks like, till now, for that to happen. And the Schumer shutdown happens, and it happens on Yom Kippur, which has 9/11 in the date, by the way. Okay, 10 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. Repent 9/11 was the message that was sent the day of Yom Kippur 2025, the day that the government shutdown in this nation of America began. That is not a coincidence. That is prophetic. Now, May 29th, 2025, I want to read to you this word of the Lord. Excerpt here. It was called Global Judgment at the Altar of Pride. Now, there's a lot of capitals in this particular excerpt. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, says the Lord. This is May 29th, 2025. Remember this. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, says the Lord, all capitals, highly embarrassing moments are about to occur, says the Lord. They shall step down in multiples, says the Lord. O leadership of the House, says the Lord, guard your hearts and minds, guard them. Seek my will, says the Lord, for the will of flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive, says the Lord. The heads of Congress must yield to me, says the Lord, what is destructive within bills, what are ticking time bombs. Do not allow such to pass through, says the Lord, for you were made gatekeepers of the law, not gatekeepers of what is negligent, says the Lord. There is a temptation, says the Lord, for the leadership in America, even within the walls of the White House, to turn the way of Saul. So he's warning about that spirit that would arise, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and let in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my capital children, for David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and allow worship at the high places of foreign gods that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my capital fire shall consume such and burn it up if leadership yields, says the Lord. Interesting, given what's happened. Now, the shutdown began October 1st, 2025, right? And I had said this, 9/11 is in the date. It was Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement, the Day of Repentance. The message was repent 9/11. Now, let me tell you why this is so profound. We entered a window. So 2025 to 2027 is the 9/11 window. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. We are in a window the next 2 years that equals 9/11. In Yom Kippur, we entered that repent 9/11 window. Next year, 2026, Rosh Hashanah begins on 9/11. Rosh Hashanah, 9/11, the Feast of Trumpets begins on September 11th, 2026, the day the towers fell. There is a prophetic window here when it comes to repentance and when it comes to the wages being paid. And 9/11 is an emergency. This is an emergency. This is an urgent alert. This is an urgent prophetic message that is being sent to the nation of America. Now, when this happens, all of this, so when you see on October 1st, the government shutdown. When you see Repent 9/11, you see this reemergence demanding a 9/11 commission to find out what really happened on 9/11. Wouldn't it be amazing that within this window, between Yom Kippur 9/11, right? Because 9/11 is in the date, and Rosh Hashanah that begins September 11th, 2026, wouldn't it be amazing if the entire truth about 9/11 came out within that window and within the 2 year window that equals 9/11, because 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9 and 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. Now, that is not an accident. That's not an accident either, that this theme of 9/11 keeps showing up, keeps prophetically rearing itself, because we're in the window. We're in that window, and we have to Trump's own presidency is equal 9/11. He was the 45th, 4 plus 5 is 9. He's the 47th, 4 plus 7 is 11, 9/11. This is a prophetic theme and timeline that we have to pay attention to. Now, speaking of 9/11, something has been going around on the internet. Somebody created a Time magazine cover. Now, I'm not saying Time magazine made this cover. I'm saying somebody created this cover. It is quite prophetic and jarring what this cover is. So let's show it, because this is another 9/11 that we're being warned about as well. This is a cover that somebody profoundly and prophetically created. And I know it's a little graphic, but it is so on point and prophetic as a warning, because they're looking to shed blood. They're looking to power altars. They're looking to take territory. And 9/11, and New York City, where 9/11 happened, is a purse prize for them right now, because you are watching Ishmael bring an outcry in this time for birthright in this nation. New York City is the financial hub. It is the ground zero of 9/11. It is the area where they lifted up and hoisted up in January of 2023 a golden statue that represented the false goddess Ishtar above the New York City Appellate Courthouse, and about a month and a half later indicted Donald Trump. There is a great spiritual battle happening over New York and New York City that affects going down the entire East Coast through Washington, D.C., and it also affects the nation, because it's one of the bookends of the United States of America, California being the other. Now, he's got the head of the Statue of Liberty, and I'm gonna tell you something interesting about this. There was a false Roman goddess called Libertas, and it was adopted by the Romans in the early 5th century BC about, and this false goddess was a false goddess of freedom, and she promoted the ideals of personal freedom to do anything that felt good, right? She was called the matron goddess of prostitution because she promoted sexual freedom. Indeed, she had invented the concept. And listen to this. Slaves considered her their goddess in hopes of winning their freedom, which is interesting, because that's what we're contending with right now in this nation and in New York City. And this is the lie the devil is trying to perpetrate, a robbery in progress right now to try to steal that territory, because the covenant was ratified in Federal Hall, New York City, April 1789, by the first president of the United States, George Washington. Now, interestingly enough, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, because she represented ideals for the personal freedom to do anything that felt good. That comes from that slogan from the occult, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. So that is connected to that. This is the earlier version of it we're talking about with this false goddess, but it morphed into that, okay, through occultists in the nation. Now, Libertas was also a false goddess of war in order to fight for freedom. How ironic is that? How ironic is that, given what he's holding in his hand in this fabricated cover of a magazine. She was also referred to as the false goddess. I call her the false goddess because she is of victory, because freedom must have victory in order to survive. Listen to this. She was also the false goddess of immigrants. Well, isn't that interesting that we're dealing with freedom and immigration at the battleground, ground zero in New York City with this mayor race, along with Chicago and other key areas in the nation? What are we clashing with? Freedom and immigration. because it's connected to the kingdom of darkness, and they are raising up their disciples to look charismatic, to look like a gift. It is a woe, and it is a curse. They raised Obama up this way, and they're doing the same, except now they're getting somebody that serves a certain God. They're getting somebody that is part of the camp of Ishmael. And he's holding, in that picture, a bloody head of this false goddess, who is the Statue of Liberty, by the way. And these false gods, these demons, they look for sacrifices from their disciples, from their followers. Now, I will tell you, there's also something that also resembles the Statue of Liberty. It was called Hecate, and often associated with witchcraft, magic, and the night, which witchcraft is involved in this because manipulation is involved. And manipulation is witchcraft. Rebellion is involved in this. Samuel the prophet himself said to Saul, because we're dealing with the spirit of Saul, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You are dealing with rebellion and witchcraft. We can show one of the pictures here. Show you, yep. You see the points coming out of the head? This is why. This is why it resembles these false Roman demons that were worshipped. This is a war over freedom, immigration, involving rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. That is what it comes down to. And that is why the spirit of Saul is involved. That is why Ishmael's bringing an outcry. That is why they're contending at Ground Zero, New York City, where 9/11 happened, because this is a repent 911 moment for New York City and for Washington, D.C. and for Chicago and for Portland and for Los Angeles. And for Detroit, and for Dearborn. If Dearborn doesn't repent, they will be overturned. They think they have it. They think they've clutched it. If they don't repent in this window, it will be overturned. Because this is the warning of repent 911 in the midst of what we see happening. It's a full-blown emergency with what you see rising up out of these cities. It is a great deception. It is the spirit of lawlessness. It is a spirit of Antichrist. It is the spirit of Saul rising up to try to hold a throne and hold a territory when God, through Samuel, said, I've torn the kingdom away. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? On the road to Damascus. And we are watching great persecution arise in the midst of the spirit of Saul arising. And we are watching disciples arise that are part of that spirit of lawlessness, that are part of the outcry of Amalek, that are part of the plan of Ishmael, that are part of a greater deception and rebellion in the kingdom of darkness, which is as the sin of witchcraft, to present a charismatic candidate that is an empty tomb. It is nothing more than a whitewashed tomb. In fact, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that Zohran Mamdani has an encounter with Jesus Christ himself, that he has a road to Damascus moment where Jesus Christ himself appears to him and drops that man to his knees and that he repents. Same goes for Cuomo. He didn't learn from his first fall with his mouth. The Lord is giving him a chance here to repent and to turn. He's giving him a window. And instead, he's worried about puffing out his chest like a rooster and having a fight with Mamdani. And all this affects the East Coast. It affects the capital of the nation. New York City will see another 9/11 moment if it doesn't repent and turn. Because they that day of 9/11, Tom Daschle stood there on the Senate floor and said, "The bricks have fallen from the book of Isaiah, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, but we'll replace them with cedars." Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. That's what they were saying. And the Lord said, "Therefore, I will raise up adversaries against you and spur them on." Adversaries are being raised up against them right now, and they're being spurred on because these cities have not repented. Repent 911 was the warning. Those in Congress too better heed that warning in this time. They better heed that warning because they're going to fall like dominoes. The greatest scandals and insider trading and offshore accounts in Congress are going to be found within this window. Because it's Repent 911, and the fear of the Lord needs to fall on Congress in Washington, D.C., and New York City, and the nation, and fast, given what's happening. Now, I'm going to read to you the word of the Lord from October 7th, 2025. I want to read this to you, this excerpt. "For in this nation, says the Lord, there has been an infiltration. The governor of New York is involved, says the Lord, an infiltration to bring forth in a moment of perceived weakness another attack, another 9/11. For terror seeks an occasion amongst a shutdown, says the Lord. Terror seeks an occasion amidst wars, rumors of wars, and rogue mayors and governors arising, making such noise. Amidst the bloodshed in this nation, terror moves about, seeking to send your nation into complete upheaval, says the Lord. Seeking to be the one who rattled the presidency, says the Lord. For this is greater than the Taliban, says the Lord. This is a banded network of representatives from these groups banding together by a pact and an oath, like such an oath that was made by Jews and Pharisees that they would fast until they killed Paul. That spirit that influenced Saul to commit such acts of terror is now on the move to attempt to stop the shift, the great transformation of Paul in this nation. It will take intercession, fierce intercession, and the sword of the Spirit being utilized in the agreement of the church to weaken such an attack. For the serpent has not only laid eggs, but moved into position in this nation and is posturing itself for another strike around the time of the 1 year mark from the election in this nation. High alert, says the Lord, high alert. Now that's either November 5th, I think was the election in 2024. It was either November 5th or November 7th, right? That would be the 1 year mark from the time the election happened, right around there, right? Or this is November 2027, or both, 1 year from the election of 2028. We will have to see what this is, but I'm telling you now, it's posturing itself. This is why we're watching hunting stands being found, cars crashing into the White House. In Chicago at the No Kings protest, they're calling for assassinations because the serpent is posturing itself in the year of the snake. We're still in the year of the snake on the Chinese calendar, late January 2025. We hit the year of the snake. We entered it. Well, the serpent is posturing itself right now for a strike. Because before a serpent strikes, what does it do? It stands up like this. So before a serpent ever, or a snake, or a cobra, or any other kind will that bites will strike, it's going to stand itself up like this. And it's going to posture itself, ready itself, steady itself, and get its eyes on its prey. And watch its prey. And then it's going to go in for the strike. So if the Lord is warning October 7th that the serpent is posturing itself for a strike, and we're watching these things happen one after the other, those are the prophetic warnings and confirmations that that is coming. And that these nights of prayer are one of the battle strategies to stop these attempts, these assassination attempts. When we come together and we use that weapon of prayer, because you're contending with the spirit of Saul, with rebellion, which is as a sin of witchcraft, with lawlessness, with idolatry, with Ishmael, with Ishtar. Why do you think he's running in New York City? That golden statue of Ishtar is still above the New York City courthouse. That's when the persecution started. When that statue was raised above the law, 1.5 months later, they started persecuting Donald Trump at a greater level. And now we see what's arising in New York City again. And we see this fabricated cover with Mamdani that says it all about what's coming for New York City if they open this gate. If you open this gate and you welcome in a serpent, he's posturing himself for a strike. So this is another high alert moment going into the beginning of November. This is another high alert moment where we really have to intercede and pray and speak the word of the Lord into the situation. Because New York City will be shaken. It will be. And Wall Street won't be able to save it. And its skyscrapers won't be able to save it. And its money won't be able to save it. Because they said, we're going to build back better. And they planted that seed in the ground in 2001 when 9/11 happened. And 24 years later, 2024 was the election when President Trump won. 24 years later, it's repent 911. Think about that. They said, oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. And they had an unrepentant heart. That quote from Isaiah was about unrepentance. It was about refusing to yield to the Lord when their rebellion caused disaster. And 24 years later, the government shuts down and it's repent 911. And we have Rosh Hashanah 911 coming on the same day the towers fell in New York City. And we have the New York City mayor's race all at the same time. That's not an accident, people. That is prophetic. And when we can pay attention to these things and pinpoint them and intercede, that's when you start driving back the enemy's camp, destroying the arrows, destroying the weapons, because you start to have precision. The kingdom of darkness is strategic. They are precise. They are persistent and they are diligent. We should be even more so, because we are equipped with greater weapons. We are equipped through Almighty God and Jesus Christ with a far greater power and authority than the kingdom of darkness has. And the church has underutilized it for far too long. You cannot do this in this window. You can't. The church needs to posture itself right now. Because if the kingdom of darkness right now and the serpent is posturing itself for a strike, guess what? The church better stand up, gird up its loins, posture itself, take out its weapons, and ready itself in the offensive position way before that strike comes. So that strike is taken down before it ever has a chance to succeed. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. And the church needs to be the church, needs to be the I don't give a rip Acts church that arose with what they did to Stephen. That should be the attitude of the church. I don't give a rip. I'm speaking the word of the Lord. I'm speaking the truth of the Lord. I'm speaking what the Lord wants me to say. I'm using the sword of the Spirit. I'm speaking truth. I'm speaking with the power and authority given on high to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. To trample upon the lion and the cobra, Psalm 91. The young lion and the serpent we shall trample underfoot. We are meant to trample. We are not meant to buckle. We are not meant to tremble. We are meant to trample. So remember that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. I felt that at the end. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now, a few things at the end here. I will be in Arkansas this weekend at the Edge Church 2848. Yes, we're going to be talking about the 2028 election, which is going to elect number 48. So I will be speaking Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I thank Dr. Dwayne Miller and his lovely wife, Cameron, for inviting us back down. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. Also, our Israel trip is coming up in May. I believe it's May of 2026. Yep, May 20th to 30th. If you would like to go to Israel with us, you can go to arcofgrace.org/events for more information. But we are looking to go to Israel in May for the time around Pentecost. And so we're looking to, which is really cool. And we're looking to go to Israel then, and we'd love to take you with us. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more about that. We also have our mailing address. We have other information, you would like to see there as well. Also pray.com all next week. I think it's Monday to Friday. I don't know if it's the weekend, but at least Monday to, it's the weekend too. No, it's just Monday to Friday. All right. Monday to Friday. All week next week, pray.com will be running the night of prayer. So we thank the heads of pray.com for doing this. I am on pray.com. You can search Amanda Grace. You will find us on the pray.com app and you can subscribe. But we are running the night of prayer all next week. So it's going to be amazing that it's going to replay and other people can come into agreement. And that night of prayer is going to continue to war, praise God, as we go forward. So that's pretty cool. And we thank pray.com for that. Also, our social media handles. If you could subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It helps us immensely when you subscribe, when you share, when you watch. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social, we're all Ark of Grace Ministries with an S. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. We also have our Ark of Grace Sanctuary social media as well. We're putting constant videos up of the animals. TikTok is Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Facebook is Ark of Grace Sanctuary with a Y as well. Please subscribe. We also have an Ark of Grace app. If you go to your app store and search Ark of Grace, you will see the dove with the olive branch. You can download it. We go live on the app. All our shorts are on the app. The videos are on the app. And so there is also other ways to keep in touch on the app. We do push notifications as well, so we can keep in touch with you. So if you can, we also on bbsradio.com as well. So you can go to bbsradio.com, search Ark of Grace Ministries. We play live on there as well. And of course, pray.com. We are also on Charisma Media, Prophetic Perspective with Amanda Grace. So we are on there as well. All glory be to God for the platforms that we are going on. We are very, very grateful for that. Okay. And at the end here, we're going to show Grid Down Chow Down. This is freeze-dried, grass-fed, grass-finished beef with a 10 to 15-year shelf life. It's got no inoculations in it. It has a salvation track in every bag. Every bag, these two brothers are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which I think is amazing. You can use this for your pets too. So if you want to give your dogs a wholesome snack, if you'd like to sprinkle some on their food, it is grass-fed, grass-finished. It is an amazing product. It is very healthy for your family, given what's going on right now in the food industry. It's completely made in the USA. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on your down chow down. Use promo code ARC for a discount. And Andrew Sorcini, we're going to put him up because with all of this going on with what happened in Israel, they were calling President Trump Cyrus, and I was led to create this Cyrus coin. I think it was in 2024 that we created the Cyrus coin, early 2024. And so the front of it says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, as an ode to the book of Isaiah and King Cyrus. That's actually our German shepherd, Cyrus, who is at our sanctuary. And on the back, it's the ark with the dove with the olive branch returning. And it says, in God we trust, saving grace. So you can reach out to Andrew by text 310-433-3524 or Andrew at bh-pm.com. He also does gold-backed IRAs, and gold has been hitting all-time highs along with silver right now. So it has been amazing to watch this happen. So reach out to Andrew and his team today. All right. That's it, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We so appreciate you tuning in. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I encourage you to say it every single day. We also have other Psalms down there. Psalm 51 is one of my favorites. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that quite a bit, along with Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. It's also in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day. I put on the whole armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6 multiple times a day now as well, and I encourage you to do the same. And Matthew 6 is the Lord's Prayer. Incorporate that into your prayer life. The order to that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray is straight. It's straight from the throne room of God. And we encourage you to go deeper and deeper, not only in your prayer life, but in your knowledge of the Word of God. It is your true soul food. It is the sword of the Spirit. It nourishes us. It is transformative. It is living and active and current for every generation. And we love to encourage you in that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, our team. Thank you to our moderators. We're hoping to see some of you in Arkansas. We will be putting out shorts, so please look for those. And we will be back live on Tuesday. So we will see you live on Tuesday. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.